Blog Talk Radio.
Great Friday. Today is December 1st, 2017. My name is Kimberly Silas, and I want to welcome you to Your Health is Your Wealth. What a marvelous, marvelous day to celebrate life, to reflect on all the goodness and gracious wonders that God continually bestows upon us, despite what the appearance of challenge may be in our lives. This is a season that we continually find a reason to express and to recognize the goodness and grace of God. With that being said, as we do in traditional fashion, we want to open with a moment of meditation. And today our selected meditation is coming from Daily Thoughts from the Hill, a collection of inspirational prayers. And for Friday, December 1st, 2017, the reflective meditation is "The Peace of the Holy Spirit Fills My Soul." When challenges appear on the horizon, the peace of the Holy Spirit fills my soul and banishes anything unlike itself. With God's peace, there is strength, there is joy, there is power. I know that the Spirit fills me with everything I require to face any situation. The peace I receive goes beyond understanding. With the peace I receive, I can walk through any fire and not be burned. The peace of the Holy Spirit fills my soul. I feel confident that I can face any challenge and turn it into an opportunity for good. I am glad to know that no matter what happens in my life, Spirit is an abiding presence that will see me through. Spirit comforts me and guides me to peace and love. Spirit always fills my soul. Thank you, life, in me, through me, as me, around me, through the Christ within, and so it is. And that derives from biblical verse Philippians 4:6, "Do not worry over things, but always by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." And with that, we want to say thank you. That is just so powerful to me. I most appreciate the segment where it says that the Spirit fills me with everything that I require to face any situation, and despite what I believe I see, I am equipped with the peace and the love and the Spirit of God that I can walk through any fire and not be burned. You know, my family, my parents told me there's this old adage that says, when life hands you lemons, make lemonade. My parents said, go further than that, Mama Williams. Spit the seeds and grow an orchard. You have got to take every situation in life. We can sit on that pity pot till it falls apart. It will get you nowhere but on the ground. You've got to spit those seeds into fertile soil and plant an orchard. And with that being said, we have myself, Kimberly Silas, and Mama Mary Williams as your co-host on today's segment. We may potentially have a guest. Again, Pastor Vanessa Boiler, she is in traveling on a ministry assignment, so if she reaches a comfortable, quiet spot, she is going to join us on the line today, but we want to pray and extend that traveling grace and mercy upon her, that she is continually in a safe and whole position expound on the Word of God and to share her ministry. She is a phenomenal woman of God. We love her, we appreciate her, and we want her in full capacity. So, yes, traveling grace and mercies to our sister, Pastor Vanessa Boyler. And, Mama, on today, to our callers and our guests, your health is your wealth is a collective. Collectively, we come to you from the members of Your Health is Your Wealth, as well as our guests, that you have experienced a healthy, happy, and safe holiday season. That would be our first and foremost prayer. Amen. We want to know that everybody is healthy, happy, and whole. As we're surrounded by family and friends as well as colleagues this holiday season, it's traditional that we reflect on the year. Despite whatever challenges or accomplishments we may have come across throughout the year, we find numerous reasons to express various levels of gratitude and appreciation. Now, customarily, we prepare large meals and position ourselves to begin the spending and gift-giving season. I'm going to repeat that. The frenzy of preparing ourselves for spending and the gift-giving season. Now, as a platform geared towards elevating and expanding the consciousness to promote a healthy and wealthier state of being, we take this moment to evaluate and consider if our customs and traditions are designed with our best interest in heart.
Yes.
That's a question. I'm going to repeat it one more time. Let's take a moment to review our consciousness and to see if our customs and traditions are designed with our best interest at heart. We are acting out of habit. What is the payoff? Can we find alternate ways to express love, to express giving and appreciation without the debt and without the excessive weight gain? Now, this is certainly a thought-provoking topic, and we would love for everyone to chime in and share on their thoughts. But, you know, Ma, I speak all year long about health and wellness and walking and drinking your water, prayer and meditation, climbing Stone Mountain. Let's get it done. You can convince yourself consciously to do something different. And, you know, Pastor Dr. Dunlap said, Kim, let's do something different. Let's talk about setting a healthier tradition. And you know what? I didn't want to admit to him, but, Mama, when I tell you Thanksgiving, I may have eaten at I had four meals at four different family members' house. Literally, and I slept the majority of the day. The first meal I had, I fell asleep. The second meal I had, I fell asleep. The third meal I had, I fell asleep. I spent all of Thanksgiving eating and sleeping. And the bottom line is that it was delicious food. But my holiday and the traditions that we set as a family, and I don't think I was the only one asleep. I really don't. I can't prove it, but I don't think that I was. But the traditions that we set as a family, perhaps it wouldn't hinder us one day out of the year. These are long-standing cultural traditions, and it may take an act of God and Congress to change them. But when Dr. Dunlap presented me with that topic, I said, you know what?
Yes.
So many things could have been done differently. Because leading up to that day, prior to that day, I had made a commitment to myself that I was going to walk. And that I was going to, we always have our gratitude prayer. We go around the family and we find what are we grateful for this year. And the fact that my eldest brother made his transition in January, the whole family was reflective on the fact that he wasn't with us. And it was a very touching, touching ceremony. But I wanted them to know that I am so grateful for the legacy that he has left and that he is always with us. because yes. I believe that all of the energy and all that he encompassed as a man and a spiritual being, that those are things that he imparted on us throughout his journey that we will never forget. And I wanted it to be reflective of the fact that he's still with us and that we are the living source that he has left behind. So, you know, it was very, very moving, very touching, very powerful, and I believe that with everything in me that I have been charged with an assignment, and that is to be the best me, the best expression of me, the best rendition of Kimberly that there is. There will be no one before me, no one after me, and it is my position, my conviction, and my commitment to be the best me possible. And I'm, you know, I just love everything that we're doing this year. But mama, I really slipped up. I ate like I had no training. Only thing I didn't touch was the what's that my family like? They like chitlins. I didn't want none.
Oh yes.
Don't give me no chitlins. Yes, baby. They try to make it seem like it's a delicacy and you got to have it at least once a year. Now, I was able to condition myself not to fool with that.
Okay.
But the food that I did eat left me feeling very sluggish, lethargic, unmotivated. And the things that I wanted to do, I did not accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
So when Dr. Dunlap presented me with that question, I said, you know what? Moving forward throughout, we're coming into the Christmas season, and I'm committed to doing something different. Now, traditionally, there's a lot of things that we do when we come together as a family. Turkey and chicken have this chemical in it called tryptophan, and it's a natural chemical, whether it's baked or broiled. I think it's somewhat different when you fry it. But whether it's baked or broiled, tryptophan causes calmness, and it makes you sleep. So perhaps in the preparation, it will make you sleep. It'll make you comfortable enough to sleep. Now, the other 2,000 calories that we add on would have something to do with that as well. But I know that turkey and chicken has that chemical called tryptophan, and it makes you relax, and it helps you sleep. So perhaps changing up the menu to include more vegetable base, or even possibly a fish instead of the turkey and the chicken. Now, that's not to say you would eliminate all of it, but not to consume as much as I did. And we do consume a lot. But I went on the internet, mama, and I said, what are some traditional alternatives to what we generally do during the holidays? And so many wonderful things came up. That would be one of the first ones. Change up your menu. Menu is huge, mama, because, you know, I had, I'm just going to give you an example. I had ham, turkey, dressing, candy yams, macaroni and cheese, and all of the, you know, that was just, and green.
Collard greens. Do you have collard greens?
Yeah, that was just that one house, and it wasn't even all of the food. Now, the discipline plays a significant part in this because I didn't have to do all of that. I probably could have, I would definitely have loved my yams. The yams are my favorite. So I could have done the greens, the yams, and a meat choice and been satisfied. But there was a spirit of gluttony that rose up on me, and I wanted it all. Yes, I did. I wanted it all. So the tradition that I believe that could be set, we may not be the popular house on the block, but I think that we could change the menu. Just change the menu, because when all the foods are there, we want to try all of those foods. You want to sample every bit of them. Oh, my word. And do you know I was sampling at every house I went to? Every house. Yes. It even got so bad now we had brought food home. just packing up food, hoarding up food. Oh, goodness. Oh, my goodness. And my body is feeling the residual of it right now. A week and a half later, I'm still feeling it because I need to get back into my regimen of enthusiastic activity. You know, constantly trying to nap, take one nap after another with your ordinary schedule, and you're feeling like, why can't I get my strength back? I'm not getting the strength back because I chose to do something different.
I can just say amen to that, because I've been married 6 years, and the first 2 years I was just so weak. So when I would, and doctor didn't know what was wrong, so when I would just get up and wash dishes, I would have to sit down for a while, you know, so it was just so trying. And then the third year, I started feeling better, you know, because I was just praying and believing, so I started feeling better. So this year I felt better. But this year, oh, I really felt good. So I was cooking up a storm, you know. And I tell you, I do not like turkey. But let me tell you something. Oh, cooking this particular turkey, oh, it was just so good, you know. So I just did the whole works, and I ate and I ate and I ate. So I'm in the same position as you are. And then, as you said, we look back on it, and it's just my husband and I, see. So I have all this food here, and I said, now, what you going to do is you're going to put it all in the freezer. Not any of it went in the freezer.
Really?
Yes.
So did you have any guests come over?
No.
So you have food that's going to last.
No, I don't, because we ate it all up.
Ate it up.
It's gone. It's gone.
Yeah, that's
all the
my
turkey.
Rationale, too. That was my rationale. I've got the food now, so I need to eat it. I need to eat it.
Yeah,
you know,
and I'm
Mom,
saying, oh, gosh, excuse me. I'm saying, okay, now this is a big turkey. I was blessed with a 15-pound turkey. So I said, now I can just put some up and we can have this salad. You know how you plan? You can have make a salad, put it in your regular salad, you know. Then you can have salad sandwiches. Oh, I had it up. Child, the turkey went gone. Not just over the sweet potatoes, macaroni and cheese. Everything was gone. Just everything.
Wow.
And I looked back. I looked in my refrigerator. I was looking at my refrigerator, and I said, you know, all that food we had was just gone.
Oh.
Just gone. And like you said, you do not want to do anything. And I just, you know, made my excuse because I said, now I'm just going to sit up and put my feet, and this is just going to be my day. See, this is my day today. Never mind that I have the diabetes, you know what I'm saying, and the neuropathy, and all the things that high blood pressure, you know, you just set that like that's not going to, like that just was put on hold. That's not going to operate in my body. This is my day, and I'm just going to just eat and enjoy my day. See?
And enjoy my day. You know,
enjoy
I think
my day.
As a family, culturally or individually, I think it's such a fun and loving season to just do you. I think we somewhat know that we're going to eat and rest all of that day. Despite the best intentions to walk and to play with the kids and to go outside and, you know, enjoy the sunshine. Now, I was blessed to have sunshine. I spent the holiday in Florida with my family. We're traditionally Floridians. My parents are all from Florida, and my extended family is there. So every holiday when we're surrounded with family, that would be the meeting location. Now, the sunshine, I believe, Thanksgiving Day, it was about 72 at its highest. So I did get some sunshine. I did get some fresh air. But it was the hustle and bustle and eating, and soon as I eat, I don't have the strength to even move from the table. Oh, I need not tell you, I've been detoxing my body for a week now. I am so grateful for the wellness product line, because I have products that help me cleanse and detoxify my system. And even in doing so, I was recognizing my body wasn't prepared for all of those extra sugars,
okay,
and calories.
Yes,
it really makes a big difference, and I'm so grateful. I just shudder to think where I would be if I did not have an alternative backup plan, and, you know, just wanting to do something different. You know,
yes,
something else that came up, Mom, when you have a big family? I was looking at a picture taken about 10, 12 years ago, and
yes,
it was my siblings and I. And on this picture, we were smiling, and it was a beautiful picture. And it is a beautiful picture. Since then, my eldest brother has made his transition. But what I was getting to is, I can't remember whether it was before we took the picture or immediately following taking the picture, that my baby brother and I had an argument. And this is on the holiday, and we are arguing it in front of the entire family. And it was a senseless debate. I thought I was right. He thought he was right. And it just became, it just grew from there. And when I was looking through my notes and reading, it said that arguing with family, the alternative would be laughter and comedy. And that was right up my alley. You know, I am a comedian, and I love comedy, and I love laughter. I love making people smile and bringing joy. And I said, you know what? I never thought of that. And they reflected that family meetings are essential. We must come together and talk about difficult topics, but we don't need to do them on the holidays. And an alternative to just evading those topics, because when we all come together, now is the time for everybody to start talking about things that we should have addressed throughout the year. And instead of discussing those topics, you can have a impromptu family comedy show. And I thought that was so much fun. Yeah, my family likes football. Sometimes we play board games.
Yeah.
And I said, well, that would take away that competitive nature, because, of course, if you got half of the room rooting for one team and half for another, whether it's for football or a board game, then that's going to bring up aggression. But when you're doing amateur comedy or telling jokes around the room, it'll give everybody an opportunity to just laugh and to express joy. And I thought that was so unique.
That's good.
Definitely going to keep that at the top of my list to try during the Christmas holiday season. And I know you mentioned early on, Mom, when we were discussing, you said just the stress of the holiday. I don't think, you know, I told my coworkers when I made it back to Atlanta, I need a vacation from my vacation, because the majority of the time was spent picking people up from the bus station, picking people up from the airport, traveling from Atlanta to Florida, traveling from house to house, getting sleep, making sure you got up on time to make it to the next event, and then orchestrating your agenda so that you can make it back to Atlanta on time, back to the airport, back to the bus station, back home, get some sleep, go to work. And it was so stressful.
It was just
a lot of stress. And when you wind down from all the cooking and the packing and the traveling, and you realize, did I meet my objective? The objective was to spend healthy, happy, loving time with the family, to nurture, to bond, and to just grow spiritually as a family unit. Did we accomplish that objective? And by the grace of God, I want to say, I believe we did.
Amen.
Yes, I believe we did. But when you think about it, we act quite often out of tradition versus what's best for you as an individual.
Amen. You know, amen.
Yes, what's best for you as an individual. And I'm at a season in my life right now where I am conscious. I am constantly cognizant of the of my position to make healthier choices in my life.
Yes.
To make healthy choices. And when I made it back, I was reflecting on, did I meet my objective? And I said, wow, I believe I did. My parents were overjoyed. They had not only my sibling and I, we had my extended cousins, aunts, uncles, and we also had my parents' grandchildren. So, it was beautiful. And we all got along. There were no excessive debates, no unnecessary confrontations. We had a couple hiccups, but nothing major.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a beautiful experience. So I just thought that was so neat, the laughter and learning what the foods do to put us in a state of relaxation.
Yes.
One of the third things on the list, Ma, was exercise.
Oh, yeah.
I dropped the ball on the exercise. I think I don't think I, only walking I did, I don't think I did any. Only walking I did was just the fundamental basics.
What you had to do.
What you had to do. Yeah, and it spoke on how the foods we eat are intended to give the body energy. And if you're eating enough turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes, cranberry sauce, rolls, sweet potato pie, you send your body into a motionless stupor. And it doesn't, you know, food is the fuel for the body. But if you don't put the right fuel in there, it has a counteractive effect. It can counterbalance some of, you know, it counter affects the and adds more negative than positive. So
yeah,
the exercise would have done the body good. And it spoke on before you eat, exercise. When you exercise before you eat, your body has a higher level of metabolism. You may seem as though you are hungry, but your body is literally burning up those calories as you put them in. So that was crucial. Don't wait until after you've eaten up all of this food and try to exercise, because it probably won't pay off in that moment. But if you exercise before you eat, what will happen is your body, your metabolism is already roaring, and when you put food in, it'll like burn the calories as you consume them. I thought that was really, really neat. I don't think there's anything that we can do, Mama, to change the menu. What do you think? Do you think it's even possible for us traditionally to change the menu at Thanksgiving?
Well, when we go, you know, like you said, this is something that's been, and I'm 71, and ever since I can remember, this is just what's been done. And so you have your, you know, you have your elderly people. I think it can be done with if it's maybe two or three people in the entire family that's really wanting to watch what they eat, but and they can say, okay, let's do it this way. Let's have it this way. Let's not use sugar, you know. Because, and I was just thinking as you were speaking about the sweet potatoes. Now you have candy yams, and then we also turn around and have sweet potato pie. That's a
sweet potato pie.
Yeah, and that has to be, you know what I mean? So now, and the sweet potato pie, now it's like pecan pie now. It's apple pie, you know. I have a girlfriend, and they would just tell me what they, it's going to be all blueberry pie. I mean, it just has, you know, it seems as though now you have to have almost every pie out there, every cake out there. You know, seem like it has added to the menu since I can remember with my family. So it has to, it's going to be really hard, like you said, because this is the day. This is the holiday. This is what you do on Thanksgiving. This is what we've been doing, you know. Well, you just, I'm going to fix it anyway, because, like you said, you're going to the different homes, so people are going to fix it. And you just eat what you want.
Yeah.
You know, just eat what you want. And that's and it's going to be really hard. Because
it's
people look forward to it. And I even thought about myself, you know, I had made up my menu, like, in November. And that's not something I normally do. I've never done that. But all of a sudden, in October, I made out my menu, and I was talking to my husband about. He says, "Well, it's not to in the Thanksgiving to not to November." Now, I subconsciously did that. I said, "Well, I just want to put make sure I have the list and everything." And I had this yellow paper, you know, front and some back. I've never done that before.
Well,
of items that I needed. Yes, items that I'm going to cook.
For two people.
And I just, it seemed like, you know, I just got, like I said, it's just like I just got so excited when it was time, you know. And I'm not one that liked to cook either, by the way.
Wow.
I don't like to cook. But it seemed like, this year, you know, I had already started my mind. I said, I'm just feeling so good, you know. I said, now I can just really get in there and cook. And I did. I mean, I had the strength, and I just stood up. I didn't have to sit down and peel it. I mean, I was just so excited about fixing this dinner for my husband.
Yep.
Now, it was for my husband.
It's a beautiful experience. I don't regret any of it, and I can just recognize the joy and energy that you had in preparation, because we show love. We show love. We call it breaking bread, but when we are sharing meals with family members, or we're reflective of our accomplishments and our, you know, the joy of life, food is how we celebrate.
And
the preparation, everything is created, especially during this season, with the intent to share love. So I don't hold a lot of regrets. I'm thinking of opportunities for us to come up with new dishes that will become signature dishes throughout the holidays that are healthier. I think one of the best things that I've ran across in my research is the laughter during the holidays.
And the pre
and post exercise regimen. Exercise before and exercise after.
Yes.
Because to change up the menu now is like changing the stars in the sky. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the truth. Because as you were saying that to me, I'm trying to think. You know, I was trying to just think. And I really couldn't think of any dishes, because, you know, especially when you have elders in your family, because I remember when I was raising Nate, and oh my gosh, my family was big. I mean, these were my great-great-aunt that raised me, but it was five of them, and they believed in cooking and eating. And I was just so determined that I didn't want my son, and they would say, he's so skinny, you must not be feeding him, you need to, and you know, he's 6 months old, no, he's not eating from the table. You know, they want him to eat from the table and mash up the beans and mash up this, and I said, no.
Yeah.
See, so, you know, when you have elders in your family, and they believe in eating, I don't see, unless you say it's an act of God, for them thinking about changing anything. Because it seems like they want everybody to be fat.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think they're really realizing it's because of the eating. But if you're not fat, you know, then you're not, you know, you're not healthy.
Well, you know, you have said a mouthful right there, Mama, because that's a large percentage of my testimony. When you see a small, skinny child, for whatever reason, we go to deprivation. We think that there's something missing. But when you see an overweight child, you see that they are being they're being provided for and given all the essentials. They're given everything that they need. And that was my testimony. I was the baby of five, and whenever I didn't get my way, they met the resolve with food, whether it be fried chicken or cupcakes. They would give me what I wanted to keep me quiet. And it developed, and I've always been tall, so my height played a part in me camouflaging some of this excessive weight. But it over time, it comes to surface that I had very unhealthy eating habits.
Yes.
I use food as the remedy for everything. And when you're doing a lot of emotional eating or internal suffering or sabotage, food is what you do it with.
That's right.
Yeah, and it caught up with me over time because I can reflect on that too. They would feed us the same thing they fed the adults. They would just cut it in smaller portions. Just put it out in smaller portions. And the elders, I can so identify with that. The traditions have been passed down from our elder to our elder to our elders. And we are the new elders. You know, we are the ones now that have to set tradition for the up-and-coming generation.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
We're the new elders. My sister-in-law is a vegan. She's been a vegetarian all of her life, and she raised my niece and nephew to be vegetarians as well. But I tell this joke sometimes in comedy that I was a 400-pound vegetarian. For 3 years, I went without meat because I knew that it was a healthier alternative to the traditional way that I was eating. And even in choosing vegetables, we can choose the wrong vegetables or combination of. And if you're eating a pound of potatoes a day and a pound of rice and cornbread, you're still you're going to be overweight. It doesn't matter how quickly it processes through the body. It just has to be done in moderation. So that was so interesting. You know, they said family athletics, pick an athletic, whether it be soccer or football, softball, basketball, roller skating, pick a sport that the majority of the family can participate in and do an activity throughout the day. That sounds like a lot of fun, and it will give the kids, as well as the elders, something to participate in that is going to be fun. So I am just looking forward to trying to implement a lot of these new practices, because I know for my family, dinner is always scheduled around that football. It's got to be that. Yes. Oh, that bugs me so bad. But I'm totally outnumbered in my family. I am surrounded by professional athletes, retired athletes, and these people will not let me win. So I am going to have to be extremely creative when it comes to getting them out of the house and finding an alternative practice. You know, there's this program here in Atlanta. One of the latter ones was service. Traditionally, we go out to this, what do you call that, Black Friday. I have a cousin that loves Black Friday. I just think it's hilarious because I think I made one purchase during Black Friday maybe 5 or 6 years ago, could be a little longer. I don't see that I save that much money. I really don't.
Yes,
but
yes.
The store, it was pandemonium. When the bell rang and the doors opened, it was pandemonium. And I thought it was just hilarious. But now when you see all of the shootings and the assaults that occur as a result of people trying to save $10, $20, $30, it just makes you not want to be affiliated with that. And there's this program here in Atlanta, and I'm sure they have them nationwide, but our program is called Hosea Williams Feed the Hungry. And what they do is on Thanksgiving Day, they utilize this very, very, very large kitchen, and they service meals to the homeless and less fortunate. And they are always seeking volunteers to be of service. Now, not only can you participate in that as a family, but it leaves you enough time to also have meals at home with your family, to celebrate the holidays with your family.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm going to definitely, I promise myself every year that I'm going to participate and be a part of. There's a similar program on a much smaller scale that I participate in regularly. St. Jude's Recovery Operations. But I think that this would be something that is very doable for me, that I could participate in during the early morning hours and still have the day remaining to spend with my family. So those would be quite interesting things. But the spending, last but not least, is the spending. I refuse, Mama. I refuse. I am so glad that financially, fiscally, I have developed a consciousness where I am much more conscious of what I'm spending and how I'm spending it. Because if it doesn't create a residual return for me, I'm not doing it. I don't need a 16 television. I don't need a brand new car. I don't need snow boots. I don't need any of that foolishness that these people are buying during the holidays. And I break down every year. I always get my mother and father a gift. I always try to do for the children. But I am a firm believer that Christmas is Jesus' birthday. So if I am not doing something spiritually that embodies the spirit of Christ, not just gift shopping and giving away money, then I'm not doing it. I don't look for a lot of gifts. I'm not that person that needs to be showered with a lot of gifts. But I really love to see the humanitarian acts of kindness. I really love to see progress, spiritual progress implemented amongst the masses. So if you're trying to do something for me during the holiday seasons, you can just as easily donate that money to your favorite church, your favorite charity. Do something that's going to make an impacting difference, because it's not necessary for me. Now, that's just speaking on me as a person. It's not necessary for me to have a abundant amounts of gifts. Now, I do like gifting. But if you just go buy a bottle of perfume or a blouse or something, you know, the thought is very, very, very impacting. I appreciate being appreciated. I appreciate being thought of. But I don't know that it's necessary for me to feel, I don't know I don't know that I need those things to feel valued or appreciated. I would much prefer to see, you know, open a savings account with the money. Do something that is going to propel you to a better position in life. You know, we can't just keep giving all of our money away to these retail giants to express something that we are, you know, that we're struggling with internally. Our objective here on Your Health Is Your Wealth is to heal the spiritual, mental, and physical consciousness. We want to think better. We want to live better. We want to be better. And money does not buy happiness, but it definitely finances the journey. You have to be a fiscally responsible steward over your finances. And we talk about it week after week after week after week, but you have got to find a way to turn your finances into a residual magnet, meaning that your money needs to reflect money. Your money needs to attract money. Your money needs to build wealth. You can't use your money to keep building the wealth of the retail giant. You've got to change that consciousness. Oh, my goodness, you have just got to change the mindset. and everybody's not there. And I'm a thrifter. I love thrift stores. It does not matter how much money I have in the bank. I like thrift stores.
I do too.
Oh my word, Mama. I am a thrift store kind of chick. So you can go in there and buy me a $2 gift and say, Kim, I got this at Value Village and I just had to pick it up because it reminded me of you. And it would have been the same level of appreciation or greater if you had went and spent $200 on it, because those are the things that I like. So I just really want to encourage the consciousness of all of our participants, and just that going into this season that we are finding the joy to celebrate. You know, we are celebrating accomplishment. We are celebrating a shift in our consciousness. We are celebrating prayers, answered prayers in advance, because we are changing, we are growing, and we are being elevated daily. I just got a message from Dr. Dunlap, and he said that, of course, he wished us well on the show and that we had a prosperous and eventful segment, but that he's at his book signing. How wonderful is that?
Praise the Lord.
That
praise
is a
the
gift.
Lord.
Praise the Lord. That's
see,
a gift.
Oh, gosh, yes. You know, and just the things that you were saying, this is what you're talking about. Now, this is, you know, the book that he wrote, and I know I'm his mama, but, you know, I read that book, and I was just so surprised. I said, my gosh, he's writing about me.
Yeah.
I said, no, he's not. I said, oh, Lord, he put all my business out there. But then I kept reading. I said, oh, no, he didn't. When I started reading, I said, and then I was so excited to read it. I said, oh, Lord, he's talking about me. But you know something? You know, I had so many people say to me, why don't you write your testimony?
Absolutely.
I've had many people, and I had said no, because, you know, I don't want to, you know, put my business out there like that. And you know what came up in my spirit? When God tells you to do something, if you don't do it, he'll have somebody else do it.
Yeah, girl, you better speak. Yeah.
I said, praise the Lord, he's been on. There had to be at least, I said a good 15 years I have been told, oh, why don't you write your testimony?
Hey.
And, you know, and I was thinking about, okay, I've been married 3 times, and, you know, and I don't want to put that all that. But see, look how God, hallelujah, turned it around for my good. Because it's going to show people, this is what happens when you don't handle your business, get your house in order like the Lord said to do.
Mhm. You are so right. If he says write, you write. Because that's exactly what I was saying, gifts of the spirit. We're sitting here thinking gifts, physical gifts. But the gift in this spirit, in this moment, is that Dr. Dunlap is paving the way for all young authors. Everybody that is interested in sharing their testimony, he is at his book signing as we speak. That's just the spirit confirming that your book is readily and available to you.
Amen.
Readily and available.
Amen.
I feel the same way, Mama, whenever, you know, Dr. Dunlap say, Kim, keep thorough notes because there's a book in you. The first thing comes to mind is, I don't want everybody knowing my business.
Yes. And I realize, oh, God, I'm telling you, this is just the spirit of God here. And, yes, he turned this thing around for my good, because as you read, and when you read the book, you know, they're all deceased. And so now that I'm married again, you best believe it, I have my insurance now.
Yeah.
Because so I didn't tell my son everything, but I remember the time when my husband, when Rocky had to go into the hospital again, and then because he was dying, and then he came back out, and then he had $500 worth of pharmacy. We didn't have it. We didn't have it. And so I had, my son had given me some because we didn't know how much it was going to cost. So he gave me quite a bit of money, but we didn't know it's going to be $500, you know. So here I'm standing here, and I tell you, I was in that line, and I broke down at that pharmacy. I said, that because she was saying he has to have his insulin, he has to have this, I mean, all this medication, but that just for him to live. Mm. And I just broke down. I said, because I just don't have it. And I started crying, you know. And then she told me, she said, look, I just want you to step aside. She said, I'm going to help you. And she waited on other customers and gave me everything I needed for $250.
Whoa! Praise God.
Praise God. This is why I praise God so much. This is why when I talk to my girlfriend, that's all you talk about. Because this is what works. The word works.
Yep.
Nobody can tell me that I know I'm serving a living God. Because I did not know what to do. And yes, I was saved. Yes, I was sanctified. Yes, I was filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. But you also have to live in this world.
Yeah.
And there are things that, hey, if you don't do, if you don't do what you need to do, and God put these things out here for us, but when we just say, oh, I'll do it later, that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened,
mm-hmm.
you know?
That's what happened.
You know, so I was just so sad. When I read it, I said, okay. And then the Lord just told me, that's your testimony.
Yep, that's it.
You wouldn't do it. Okay, you wouldn't do it. Now people are going to be
awesome.
Blessed whether they know it's me. I mean, they can't help but know it's mama. But I'm just saying how people are going to be blessed and who I never thought in a thousand, I would have never thought that a book would be written about my life.
Yeah, and it's there's more chapters. There's more to be told. You know what I'm feeling in this spirit, and most especially when you said evidence of the living God. In my church family, which is Hillside International Truth Center here in Atlanta, we are taught that we are spiritual beings having a physical experience. You know, so we get it twisted thinking that we are physical people and that spiritually there's a part of us. But that's not the case. We are more spiritual than anything. And when you said evidence of the living God, the evidence is that God lives in us. And
yes.
that we are the expression. We are to express ourselves no matter whether it's through comedy, cooking, you build automobiles, you are a landscaper, no matter what it is that your gift entails, those gifts should exemplify your spiritual greatness. And
yes.
mama, there is so much love in you and experience in you that you are going to help somebody. That's the first thing that came to my mind when Dr. Dunlop said, right, is that I'm not ready for the world to know my business. That's the first thing. We get caught
yes.
up in this physical body, and we forget
yes.
about spiritually there is so many gifts in us. Everybody's thinking that same thing, and that if we share it, we'll free somebody. If we share it, we may even free ourselves.
That's
so
right.
That's just beautiful.
And
that
he asked me, why did I, excuse me, I may interrupt you. He asked me, he says, Mama, when you going to write? Now, I like to write. I always
mm-hmm.
like to write. And I had started writing a book, but this was before I got saved. But after I got saved, the Lord just said no. And so,
mm-hmm.
but I do like to write. And I like to write mysteries, you know, like fake, you know, things that, you know, how you make up your own creative ideas.
Yeah.
But see, now the Lord is saying, really, you're confirming this. No, it's so much more I can write about. You know, I lived in over 23 different houses in my lifetime.
Girl, write about it.
And that's what I'm going to do. You know, I take notes. I take notes on everything. I take notes, and I had notes from 1990 at this other church I was at, and I have all of those notes, and Lord, to get those notes out. And so now, you know, I don't want to rush. I'm just like, and just take the notes. You know, take the notes in your church. Wherever you can take notes, take notes. Mm-hmm. And it's just really blessing me. You know, it's really blessing me. So this is such a confirmation about what the Lord wants us to do. Because when my son told me that the Lord told him, the Lord has chosen me to be on the show, I said, well, I don't have anything to say. And he said, Mama, you got a lot to say.
That's right. You
because
do.
I was feeling, as I was listening to the show, I would listen to other people, and they just seemed they so equipped to be on this show. And I didn't feel like I was equipped to be on this show. But as I am getting a closer relationship with Jesus, He's giving me the confidence. He is. I have to give the power. I have to give it to Him, because at times my low esteem, my self worth is just sometimes at zero. And this show has helped to develop me just in integrity and character. You know, about paying your bills.
Wow.
You know, paying those delinquent accounts. That's what I'm doing. So, no, I don't have money to give to grandchildren or anybody, because I've made contracts with these people, and my integrity is on the line as a child of God, so I need to pay my bills. I am the co-host of this show, so I have
Praise
to step
God.
Up. I have to step up. I got to do what's being taught, because once you know it, God expects for you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for me. That's for me. So I am feeling so relieved today as I talk to one of my creditors and my delinquent accounts, and I'm starting to pray on it. So, no, I don't have any extra money, because I got other bills. I'm paying out $700 almost in just insurance. So, no, I don't have money to waste, because it would be a waste. Yes, the person be happy, but for me, it would just be, you know, because, you know, on a fixed income, that's just what it is, a fixed income.
Yeah.
It's not working overtime. It's a fixed income. But God made it possible for me to even have this. So it says, use what you have in your hands. Whatever God has put in my hands to do, it's, you know, use it effectively. And
wow.
Like you said here, oh, this is so powerful what you said. You say money needs to reflect and it needs to attract and it needs to build wealth. And if it doesn't, if they don't meet these qualifications, this is in
yeah.
my life, then I'm going to drop it.
Let's drop it.
Drop it. I tell you, this is this show. Oh, my gosh, this is so anointing. Guys, I just feel His presence. Oh, hallelujah. I feel His presence there. He is verifying. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord Jesus. He is verifying, you know, the possessions that He's given us, the resources He's given us, the finances He's doing. Hallelujah.
Crazy.
Be a good steward.
We
are so close
to the end of our segment. We just want to remind everybody that we are an extension of the PRF ministry, which meets every Thursday at 8 p.m. at this exact address, PRF table at blogtalkradio.com, as well as 347-215-7934. You can log on or you can dial in. And, of course, your health is your wealth. We meet here every first and third Friday of the month. We will be joining you again on the third Friday of the month, but we will be taking a break until after the New Year. Mama Williams, it has been an amazing, amazing Friday. I want to thank you. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you.
Thank you. Same here.
Your wealth collectively We want to say thank you. We bless you, and we are just asking God for great favor over your lives, over your accomplishments, over your vision, and just continue to prosper. Thank you so very much. Love you, Ma.
I love you, too, and thank you for this opportunity.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
See you on the third Friday.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Ma'am.